Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Bone. Oh, man, do I have to pee? I don't know why I never run out. Maybe because I was stuffing my face with PDQ.
Yeah.
So good.
Thank you, PDQ. I don't know what you brought food for, but thanks for thinking of us because it was fantastic.
It's the new chicken sandwich with honey butter. Look, that's why they brought it.
Nobody ever brings stuff to us. They just throw it out there in the hallway, and they're like, whatever sales vultures want it.
Mm. Well,
PDQ brought us a specific bag. Don't ruin it, Carmen.
No, I know. No, because they did bring a bunch for the sales and other stations and stuff like that. But I did ask specifically to the sales girl who did this. I
was like, who was the sales girl?
Allison.
Okay. I like her.
Yeah. So I just told her, I was like, hey, we can't all go out there to get food. Is it possible for them to make us a specific bag?
And they made us a specific bag for us.
Yes.
Lovely people.
Yeah.
What lovely people.
Yes.
Mm. Anyway.
You want to take a break and eat some more?
Yeah. No. I want to stop eating. I pushed them away from me. I literally put the cap on and pushed them away from me. I want to thank David Harb for coming in.
Yes.
I want to remind everybody that tomorrow on the show, making his debut on the program, Tom Segura will be here.
Right.
I'm excited about that. There's something else happening on the show tomorrow, too, that I don't want to say on the air.
Okay.
I will tell you off the air.
Okay.
I will not tell all of you off the air.
Does Bert know that Tom is coming in?
I don't know. You want to call and tell him?
He's got to pay you the money.
Can you call Bert real quick?
Yeah.
Well, he's not here yet.
Huh?
He's not here yet.
Well, do we want to call Bert, though? Was Bert going to try and do something?
I don't think Bert can stop Tom Segura and I's friendship.
Maybe.
I don't think he can get in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn it. Now you got me nervous.
Right.
Let's call him, Carmen. I'm not afraid. I'm a man. Kind of. Anyway, Tom Segura will be here tomorrow. Another guest coming in the studio tomorrow. It's kind of a surprise.
Okay.
Then on Friday, what do we have on Friday? Oh, Jerry Springer.
Friday, Jerry.
And for the first time, Orny Adams will be on the show. I always see him all the time, and I ask Bert, I go, is he funny? He goes, yes, he's crazy. I said, okay.
He was in The Comedian with Jerry Seinfeld, the documentary, The Comedian.
He's friends with a lot of people that we like, so I figured he would be good. And Bert's always a good judge of character. Hi, pal. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Where are we at on the tour?
Oh, I'm home.
When do you go back out?
Week. Wednesday.
Are you excited or are you burned out yet?
I can't wait.
I have my tickets for Dublin. I'm locked in. Like, I've never been so locked in on something before.
Mark Norman's coming. We're going to have a blast.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love Mark Norman. I wish I could convince Bobby to go.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, let's talk to Bobby about it.
All right, I will, because I think if Mark goes, is Joe going? Joe List?
I don't know.
I've never seen them
I'm
separately.
Paying for him.
No. Oh, you're paying for Mark? Oh, you mean Mark's performing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know. All right, good. Mark's funny. That'll be a good time. Anyway, I'm definitely going. I'm locked in. I even got one of those airplane sleep beds that turn into sleep. How you doing? Airplane seats that turn into a bed. So
you're having a stroke.
I sort of lied for a second there. I got nervous. I'm calling you because tomorrow is a special day on this show.
Or small.
Do you want to guess?
I don't know.
It's a special day because we have a special guest coming in.
Who's coming in?
Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow on this show, the debut of Tom Segura in studio tomorrow.
Shut
up. They said it would never happen. You said, in fact, I believe we have a $600-something bet on whether or not he comes in tomorrow.
Oh, I can make that happen. I can make him cancel.
No, that's what Galvin said. What,
hey, everyone, tweet out that Tom Segura needs to sell tickets in Tampa
Hey, while you're at it, hashtag Bert's racist.
Oh, shut up.
And Tom's the tour bus champ.
Listen, I can make Tom's weekend also very miserable while he's here, if you like.
Where is he performing?
At the Straz Center, the Performing Arts Center, huge theater.
Oh, wow.
It's like one and a half times the size of the Tampa Theater. Yeah. It's a little
easy. Let's not forget I sold out three of them. Okay. All right, guys.
You could have sold out a fourth.
Uh-oh. Yeah, but that was also Friday, Saturday. He's doing Thursday.
It was Thursday.
Wait, do you need me to write up the question list, the beat sheet for tomorrow?
Yeah. If you can give me a couple of lead in stories for Tom. Hey, Tom, I heard you like to go to Whole Foods. You know, one of those sort of things.
Hey, Tom, told me about the time Bert shaved your breasts.
I'm a little bit nervous because I feel like he's doing this against every part of his body that he wants so badly to say no.
Wait, how did this come about?
I said, hey, while you're in town, do you want to come in the studio? And he said, sure. And then he said, I'll call you when I get closer. And he said, I texted him yesterday. I said, hey, man, are we still good? He said, yep.
Holy cow, I can't believe you realize this is one of the few times he's ever done radio.
And I'm positive that he's dreading every second of it. But I'm going to make it a good experience for him. I'm going to make it to where this is how good I'm going to make it. That he's going to be like, that was so good, maybe I'll try radio in another town, and then that will ruin it again for him, right. And he's done.
I'll get you his Starbucks order. I'll tell you the treats he likes.
Yeah. If you could do that, I'll have it waiting in the green room for him when he gets here. I'm going to treat him like he's a super A-lister.
I can't wait. I'm going to listen.
All right. You can even call in if you want. I'd like that. You can all share stories.
I'm going to listen and have notes.
Okay, and then
you could have done better, where you could have done better. As a radio expert.
Have you done any good radio lately?
I haven't done any radio lately.
I saw you with Steve-O.
Yeah. Dr. Drew. Tom's got a podcast with Dr. Drew that I guess he's producing, that Dr. Drew does, that was out of this world. It was really fun.
Really?
Awesome. Yeah, Drew's great. Drew's always been a great radio guy.
Yeah, no, I like Dr. Drew. Steve-O and I have matching tattoos. Did that come up in conversation?
I didn't. No, Steve-O, he was in production mode. He was showing us all the stuff he shot. Steve-O shoots crazy stuff, man.
He does. He's trying to stay with the kids in the viral world.
Yeah, he's accomplishing it. He showed one thing of him skydiving naked, pleasuring himself.
Yes, we've seen that. Yeah, we're pressing in the plane.
Yeah, I was like, what the? Talking about not being afraid of skydiving. I can't wait for tomorrow. So wait, when's he come in? Like at 9 o'clock?
I don't know.
Yeah, 9
That's
o'clock.
That's one thing we have to figure out. No, I want him to come in at 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, you need him for 2 hours.
Well, no, I want him to be listen to our listening audience when there's actually people listening. 9 o'clock, it drops off significantly.
Oh, I want this to be so big, you have no idea. I want callers to call in with questions that make him uncomfortable. You have no idea.
Listen to what you do.
Got us out of bed.
Bert, this is what you do. Because he'll be in the studio with us and we'll be talking. You tweet out questions that people should call and ask him while he's here.
I will.
Yeah, it'd be like, call and ask about this. And then I'll look up at the board and Carmen will put a B next to all the questions like Bert said to call and say this. So I'll know which calls to go to.
Oh, I can't wait. This is going to be a blast. I wish I was there. I might fly in tonight.
Shut up. You would never.
What would you do if I flew into Tampa tonight just for this one interview and then flew home?
Are you not working this weekend?
No.
Come in for the weekend.
I have a drug test.
What?
I have a drug test.
For what?
That's a long story.
We got time. Go ahead.
I can't. I'll tell you off air. I will tell you off air.
You both have drug tests?
No, just me.
Are you sick?
No, I'm not sick at all. It's like a contract thing where they drug test you and make sure that you're not a lunatic addict so that they can pay you.
Are you starting a new movie?
Nope.
TV show?
It's a long story. It's a long story.
All right. All right. Sometimes you say that, and then it comes out.
I can't wait for this.
Please fly in. Can't you postpone your thing? It'll be such good radio.
I'm telling you, man. Oh, that would be awesome. Listen, I'm going to look at flight.
Let me just tell you something. My wife has to go away tonight for a business trip, and my mom is watching the kids in addition to me, because she'll take them to school in the morning. So I will be able to go out. If you come in tonight, I'll pick you up from the airport, and we'll go out to dinner. Like two old doctors.
Oh, I can't. I have Dane Cook podcast tomorrow.
Yuck. He's going on your podcast, or you're going on his?
He's coming on mine.
Can I come?
This is going to be so good. I can't wait for this. What's the live streaming thing, Bone TV?
Yeah, Bone TV, you can watch it. Can I ask you a question? About the integrity of interviewing?
Yeah.
If you came in the studio and your face looks significantly different from the last time you're here, I would be forced to ask you about it no matter what our relationship was like.
Is that what happened with you and Dane?
No, you and Dane. How are you going to sit across from him tomorrow looking at a face that you've known for years and no longer recognize because it's so puffy and swollen and filled with Botox and not mention it?
Is he doing Botox?
Something's in his face. Maybe it's fix-a-flat.
I haven't seen him. I literally haven't seen him.
You might want to brace yourself before he comes in.
Yeah. Google a picture.
Really?
You know what Ray Liotta looks like now?
Yeah. Is he on Chantix?
No. Dane's got a young-looking face.
Okay.
Does it under his other face?
When we're done, text Theo Vaughn and say how hard was it to look at Dane's new face.
Here's what I want you to do, Carmen. I want you to get somehow some sort of scale that measures Tom's weight on him when he sits down.
No. Bert, change the subject.
Please.
You should take callers on your podcast.
I'll tell you what. There's callers on my podcast.
Let's go to Tampa. Then Mike. Mike in Tampa.
This is your first time caller. Hey, sorry, man. I'm eating dinner right now. sorry. This is going to be so awesome.
All right. I'll save it. I'll ask him about his face when he comes on the show.
You do it. I'm not going to do it.
I'm good like that. I don't care.
Yeah, you're a gangster.
No.
What hard hitting questions do you have for Segura?
But I'm not going to be like, oh my God, what's wrong with you? I'm going to say, hey, man. You heard the first time we had Dane on. What was the first thing I said to him? I go, when you achieve a certain amount of success, people make up stories about you, and they automatically hate you. Can I tell you some of the ones I heard, and you tell me if they're true? And what happened?
And
I told him.
And then he goes, Steve Byrne.
No. He didn't say Steve Byrne. He called out Kyle Cease.
Yeah, Kyle Cease.
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
But he did admit to saying that Steve Byrne was stealing his essence. He did say that.
Yeah, that was an interesting one.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes you got to put the hard stuff out there. Is Eric Griffin, is he still going out with that girl? The model?
Who?
Eric Griffin.
You mean Kate Quigley?
No. No, he was dating a model for a while. A very attractive, super skinny model. No, but I don't see pictures of them together anymore. He would celebrate it. Like, look at my model girlfriend, and now it's stopped. Do you worry when I talk to you and I ask you questions, it's going to put you in a bad light with people?
No.
You don't worry about that?
No, not at all.
Because I don't try to do that to you on purpose. Sometimes I just get so comfortable I want to ask you things that I think about in my head.
No, I don't care at all. I don't think, but comics put themselves out there so much that it's like, I can't imagine anyone, if Dane got plastic surgery, I'm definitely going to notice it, and I'm sure he'll see it on my face when I see him.
You're not going to be able to not notice it. And I don't know if he got plastic surgery or if he... And what's with his hair? I don't know. It is going to be very interesting for you to sit across from him. It's going to be like that one time you took mushrooms and thought everybody's face was melting.
Oh, I've been there a lot.
Yeah, so be prepared for that. Maybe if you take mushrooms, it'll look like his face is coming back together.
You should start your questions with Segura tomorrow and go, wow, so what's up with your hair? That's gone, huh? Bert's got so much more hair than you. That's amazing. Is he the hairline champ?
Bert, can I tell you, you made me laugh twice out loud on Instagram. When you put your dates over Tom's face, I thought that was hilarious. And then when you talked about Michael Jackson, you were like, I'll never listen to this music again. It was Bert. It was his old Thriller album that Segura did. You ever see that
yeah,
one?
Yeah.
I thought those were very funny.
Yeah, that big boy from Outkast commented on that. And I thought that was, I was like, he has no idea that, that Tom's probably a real comedian. He just thought I photoshopped some fat white dude.
I will tell you this. I know you guys are often in competition with each other.
Yeah.
And I took my son to see you live, and my son loved it, and it's really opening a door for comedy for him. He's like, I want to see more comedy. I want to go to more shows. Like, it was really, he's really into it now. And I, and on the way home from football the other day, I put on Tom's podcast. 4 minutes into it, and he got on his phone and started texting someone. I was like, wow, this did not grab him like I thought it would.
I'll tell you what, though, if you brought Joey to see Tom,
oh, yeah,
easily, easily, Tom would be his favorite comedian. Because the, what Tom talks about is very childish. Like, it's not childish, but it's like his sense of humor is like still seventh grade.
Yeah.
Like, he's still, what makes him laugh is like definitely seventh grade.
He and intimidates me.
Your mom's house. What?
Tom, because he's like,
because he doesn't need anyone's approval and he's silent. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yes, he does not care at all and he is silent. So I will not be able to tell tomorrow if he had a good time or a bad time.
Yeah, I would like to see his O face. Just, yeah. Okay, that was a good one.
Yeah. The only saving grace I have is that I watched him in studio with Opie and Anthony, Ricky Gervais, and Joe Rogan, and he was still as uninterested as I imagine he will be tomorrow.
We should make up a comment card for him to fill out before he leaves, and we'll read it after he's out of the building.
Yeah, that would be great.
Make up a comment card.
We'll have him fill it out on the way back to the hotel, and we'll have the driver bring it back to us. Jesus.
Right. I would be interested. I would be interested in what gives him pleasure tomorrow. Like, what part of your... What part, like, you know, if you horn blasted him, he would just be gone forever. You'd never see him ever again.
I don't horn blast much anymore because people know about it and it's kind of old now. And then other people are starting to steal the idea now. So it's like, once you've invented some and everybody's ripping it off, it's not cool anymore. I got to come up with something new.
Carmen's tattoo. I'd like to see his reaction for Carmen's tattoo.
I don't know if he's black enough to show him that. Plus, Carmen dates a comic now, so it'd be...
He was hanging out with Too Short last night.
No, I mean...
than any white person you know.
I'm just saying for Carmen, I don't know if he... Carmen dates a comic now, so I don't know
no,
if that's...
Stop
you
it.
Won't show another comedian your BH now that you're dating a comic.
Is that a rule?
Yep, no, only one comedian at a time.
I don't... I mean, how? What about when Cam opens for Tom one day and he's like, I know, you've seen your girlfriend's butthole.
I mean, there's a lot of people that can say that.
Oh, wow.
Don't say that.
All right, well, we'll try it tomorrow then. Carmen, make sure it's shining.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, 8 o'clock. I'm gonna have him picked up at 7:20 tomorrow.
7:20. You're having him picked up?
Oh yeah, limo.
Yeah. Lamborghini limousine.
Lamborghini.
Please, gentlemen, scratch limousine.
We hired one of the ladies that used to massage Robert Kraft. She drives for us now.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, that's how we get all our guests happy before and after.
All right, I'm going to come up with my interview questions that I think are the hard-hitting questions that you should ask him.
I'm just saying, if you're really cool, you'd fly out today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish I could. I really, honestly, if I had unlimited money, I would get a private jet, fly out. That's why I think I would be a great billionaire.
Rich guy? Yeah.
Yeah, like if I was a guy that owned Twitter, oh, I'd be so much fun. I'd be like Brewster's Million.
I would do the same thing. I would give away most of the money, and then I would use the rest to just have fun.
Oh, I would make, yeah, I would, oh, I'd have so much fun. I'd walk into a fraternity house and all those I never things, or what would you do for $1 million? I'd make it happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd be the king of paying people to do things. There's no way you would eat that gum off that phone booth.
Kick open the door and go, looks like someone's eating toenails.
Oh, man, the people start dreading when Bert shows up. Yeah. Like, oh, I need the money, though. All right, well, make sure you're up. Set an alarm.
I will. Hey, Carmen, will you call me in the morning when he first gets in?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Bert, I texted you the link to Bone TV, so you can just click on that.
Perfect. I will tweet it out. This is going to be one of the biggest Bone TVs ever.
Oh man, I hope we don't get a call after. Hey man, I'm not gonna make it in tomorrow. Yeah. We built it up to be.
I hope he does so bad. You have no idea.
Why? Why are you trying to sabotage me?
Because it would be hilarious.
No, no, it would not.
It's like watching your neighbor's kid stand in the front yard in his palm socks waiting for the limo to show up.
Listen, I'm going to, hey, do me a favor, Galvin. Make a new theme song for Tom tonight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Oh, my God. Tom.
I can only imagine after tomorrow's appearance, he's going to become a frequent caller
right,
on the show.
Right, yeah.
So let's make sure we have something ready for him.
You guys have very, very, very similar senses of humor. I can't imagine. I can't imagine this isn't going to become. I bet Bobby starts getting concerned. He's like, "Hey man, you're not trading me out for another fat guy, are you?"
See, I don't think of Tom as fat, so right away I think we're going to hit it off.
Okay, well, we'll see him tomorrow. I just saw him the other day.
And what?
He looks like a baseball bat. His feet are skinny. I was calling him Black Magic.
Oh, that's not good. Do you think it's possible we could become good friends, he and I?
You and Tom? Yeah, 100%. You guys like eating? Yeah, 100%.
I don't think that
here are Tom's interests. Ready?
Yeah.
Making money and eating. Those are his two interests.
Yep, those are my two interests.
All things you like.
Yeah.
Cars. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You need to introduce him to Pete.
Oh, he wants to look at the cars?
Oh, my God. You want to really hit a home run with Tom?
Yeah.
Have Pete take him to Zen Motors.
Maybe I'll have him pick him up in a Porsche.
Can I tell you? Oh, my God. That's brilliant. Have Pete pick Tom up in a Porsche.
Okay.
And be like, just so you know, asking price is ... but your price is ... Best interview ever.
I'll put Bert pricing and Tom pricing on the dashboard.
Yeah.
So he can look at them.
Oh, my gosh. Have Pete pick him up in a Porsche. Tom would love that.
I feel like now I can never tell if you're giving me good advice or if Tom hates Porsche because he doesn't fit in them or something.
Tom and Joe love Porsches. That's why we shot that video. They like their, that's their thing, I guess. I don't understand it entirely. I'm not a big car guy, so I don't really care.
I had a Porsche for like a year, and then after a year, I was like, yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, I'd rather a nice truck, you know?
I drive a Chevy Traverse right now, and I have to say the acceleration is not as grand as the Porsche, but still goes pretty fast.
Really?
Yeah, like I one time put the Porsche to 138 miles an hour, and when I realized how fast I was going, I was like, Jesus, I can't do this. And then I never went that fast again. So I can put the Porsche at 95, I mean the Traverse at 95 and be very happy with that. I'm serious. Like, I don't need to go more than...
Pulled over, and the person, the cop says, don't worry. Sizzler doesn't close until midnight. Where are you going?
I love that Sizzler was your...
Well, it goes right with Brewster's Millions. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You said Brewster's Millions in Spanish, and Carmen looked like they had no idea what you were talking about.
I got it.
Carmen in Spanish, Brewster's Millions. Wait, who's John Candy?
But I'm going to Sizzler for lunch now that you implanted that seed.
I'm hungry. I'm so hungry. I'm dieting.
You are? Who's fatter, you or Tom right now?
Right now, probably me.
Yeah. That's what Galvin was saying.
But don't get it twisted. He just wears like blousy jackets and blousy shirts. He's still fat.
Right. But blousy is covering it up, you say?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. What's the one thing besides coming in tomorrow that you'd think that he'd never do that I can do? Like, I'm going to break barriers tomorrow.
Wow, I don't know.
How about we had Chad Danielson in here for the first time?
Chad
Daniels. We made him put a boa constrictor on his head.
Really?
Yeah, it was the reptile. The reptile people were here.
Chad Daniels and Tom toured Asia together.
Yes. He told us about that.
Yeah.
He had a tarantula on him, and he had a boa constrictor hat on. He was wearing a boa constrictor on his head. Not, I don't know, it was a python. It was a python around his head.
Tom would never drink in studio. That was not. He just doesn't care about We need to get Cafe Chiba in there.
Cafe Chiba. And why do you think you want to get him the fat? You're trying to fatten him up.
Yeah, just lots of good food. Lots of good food.
I'm going to reach out to him tonight. I don't trust you on any of these things. I feel like he's lactose intolerant and he hates Porsches.
No, he loves. I'm telling you, he loves Porsches. I'm not even joking. That would be, if you picked him up in a Porsche, I swear to God, all my children's life, he would walk in your studio with a smile on his face, which you will never get Tom to smile.
Oh, I'll get him to smile. When he leaves here tomorrow, he's going to be like, man, I never knew morning radio was like this. I'm so used to being on the Jerk Cut and the Chuckle Faces, and he's like, Bert knows what's up. I'm so glad I did this. And then a couple of weeks later, he's going to be in, like, Oregon, and he's going to be like, I'm going to go on Bill McGee's show. This could be a lot like Cowhead. And he's going to go on, and he's going to go, oh, Jesus Christ, Bill, what did they do to me?
There is Tom Segura on his Instagram from 2017 where he did a Porsche driving experience.
He did, huh?
Yeah, he loved it.
All right, that's good.
Did he say
I'm telling you, I'm giving you the real facts.
I'm just saying I worry because I don't know if you're trying to sabotage me or you are the one that bet me $600 and I couldn't get him here.
I want this experience to be amazing for both of you, but I also want it to be amazing for me.
Okay.
So I'll find my angle that makes me happy,
right.
But I want people listening to enjoy it. I think you guys are going to have a blast.
Hold on a second. Hey, Pete.
Yes.
Bert's on the phone with us. Say hi to Bert.
Hello, Bert.
It was the match.
Pete, I need a big favor. I never ask for favors like this, but I need a favor.
Okay.
I need Dave tomorrow to pick up Tom Segura and take him to the studio in one of your Zen Motorsports Porsches.
We could do that.
And then he could make it a nice one because it's quite possible that he could buy it.
Okay. Does Tom Segura have Bert Kreischer money?
Oh, he's way more money than Bert.
Yeah.
Tom's the girl money.
Yeah. He'll probably buy it cash.
As long as it leads to Rogan buying one, I'm in.
Oh, he'll, I'm telling you right now, this is it. What we're doing is we're killing two birds with one stone. We're displaying the Porsche, and we're getting Tom to the studio.
Perfect.
All right.
Done. All yep. Right. What time does he land?
Oh, no, he's in tonight. I'll call you after the show. We'll figure it all out.
All right,
thank you.
Love you, Pete.
Love you, Pete.
Stage one in full focus.
Oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be really good.
All right. Well, if you think anything else, text me during the day, and we'll do whatever we can to make Tom's experience lovely.
All right, I'm going to light you up. I can't wait. This is going to be a blast.
All right, pal. Have a great day. I'm just going to tell you right now, if I'm on the air tomorrow and you come walking through the door, I'll be so impressed.
All right.
If I'm talking to Tom,
hold your breath for your dad to show up at your birthday party.
you come kicking through the door, I'll be so happy. And if you don't show and he doesn't show and I'm wearing my tuxedo on the front lawn, I'm going to kill myself later in the day.
We'll talk to you tomorrow around 9, Bert, whenever Tom doesn't show up.
Give me a call if you need to fill some time.
You jerk. Thanks, Bert.
I love you guys.
Bye.
Love you, buddy.
See ya. Hey. He's coming tomorrow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can't deny when they're like, Mr. Segura, there's a Porsche here for you?
Yeah.
What? Oh, my best friend happens to sell Porsches. And Lamborghinis and other cars that most people can't afford.
Mm-hmm. He'll get you a good line on that new Bugatti that's out.
Yep. Well, what's that? My best friend sells high-end cars and I drive a 20-year-old Hummer with a bad bumper? That's right. That's me.
I like it.
But I also rock my Stingray Chevrolet Traverse. By the way, a couple of weeks, I'm going to be driving a brand new Corvette Z06 anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
Smoked that. The only car that's ever smoked me was that Corvette Z06. I called Steve Hurley the next day and said I was going 138 miles an hour and could not catch up to the car in front of me that passed me. What was it? And he said it was a Z06. You can win one for $5 at the Strawberry Festival. It's on display. You can go look at it. You can buy the tickets online. StingrayChevroletRaffle.com. And you can smoke Tom Segura if he buys a Porsche. Tomorrow on the show, Tom Segura in studio. And a surprise guest.
Okay.
That nobody knows about.
Nobody knows.
Do you know?
I don't believe so.
Do you know? the way I like it.
Do I know who this person is?
Yes.
Do you want to play surprise guess and have me try and figure out who it is tomorrow?
No. I don't think that's. I don't think it's that'll work.
Who I think you'll enjoy. For?
What do you mean?
Like who? Who is the guest for?
The audience.
Yeah.
I'm not bringing specific guests in for people.
This one's for Benny.
Yeah.
Who listens? Thanks, Benny. Yeah. Your guest is in tomorrow. We'll get to everyone eventually.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Tomorrow's Benny's turn.
Thank you, Benny.
And then Friday we have Jerry.
Lori's turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Orny Adams.
Yep. All right. Have a great day. Thanks, David Harb. Check us out at Instagram.com/TheMikeCalt, the show. Same thing for Facebook and Twitter and all that other great stuff. Send us booby pictures at Magnet Hit on Snapchat. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. I'm a fool. I'm an old, fat, stupid fool. That's why.
Hey, babe. Hey.
Hey, Willie.
What you want to get? Hey, I'm going to give you something you never had before. Some of this blackberry juice.
It's the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
What's really going on in your life?
Let's shoot Uma in the vagina.
Eric!
Mike, why are you doing this?
Cal, I have to go. Bushy, bushy, bushy.
Bye.
Bye.
Shoot that thing, fat baby.
Go smash your fruit in the hall.
I cried a little bit. Would you call me a monkey?
I love you, Spanish.
Check your panties.
Come down for moose soup after.
I don't even know. How do I make something funny? I don't even.
Oh.
Next time you lose, you lose.
Fatty McFatFat.
Mike! Mike! Mike!
Ooh, so scared, Chubby Wubby.
Genius!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.